fuel. It's what we burn. Coal and oil are main sources of fuel that we use these days, but you know, they've got a bad reputation because they pollute the environment. And so hydropower and solar electricity and wind power are things that are seen as being much more promising for the future because they don't produce the pollution. But they don't produce enough energy for our energy-hungry society yet. We need so much fuel for so many things. We need fuel to run our cars, as Matthias showed us very clearly here. I've been in the situation too. In fact, I've had a car run out of gas twice on me, both times right after church. I don't know if God's saying something to me with that, but we need fuel for our cars. We need fuel for the electric plants so that we can keep the lights on, or so that we can work on our computers or surf in the internet, or to keep our cell phones from working. We need lots and lots of fuel. But our gadgets and motors and contraptions aren't the only things that need fuel. Our bodies need fuel too. And there we have to kind of choose, because, you know, are we going to get the good fuel or are we going to get the bad fuel? Teenagers, you need to understand which one's good and which one's bad. So, good fuel, fruit and vegetables and things that are good for your body, that will keep your body energized and running well for a long time. Then there's the other fuel that, boy, it tastes good, but, you know, as a rule, it's not going to be good for you if you just keep eating this stuff with all sorts of fat. Yeah, I'll throw it to you like a frisbee, huh? My son does not understand what the problem with pizza is supposed to be. Frankly, neither do I, but... Yeah, we have to choose what kind of fuel we're going to put in our body, and that will make a big difference as to how our body works. Because if we just put a bunch of junk in, our body's going to get too big, and it's going to get too slow, and all sorts of problems can come up. So we need fuel for electricity and all of our contraptions and that. We need fuel for our bodies, but, you know, we also need fuel for our soul. Our soul is a part of us that desperately needs fuel, but that's a fuel that you can't go out and buy. It's a fuel that you have to get from a completely different source. As a church, we are convinced that God's Spirit gives us the fuel that we need for our lives, for our souls, and He does that through His Son. He gives us His Spirit through His Son, Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we read about Jesus and His ministry, and then we read about how His followers carried the message all over the known world. Paul was one of Jesus' very fervent followers. At first, he persecuted the Christians, but then he became a Christian, and he gladly told about Jesus everywhere that he went. And boy, Paul, he had a lot of power. I mean, his soul was fueled up. That guy, he couldn't be stopped. It was amazing. In the book of Acts in the Bible, that's in the New Testament of the Bible, where we read about how Jesus' followers spread the gospel, we read a lot about Paul there. And I want to just tell you a story that we find in Acts chapter 17. So when you get a chance, get your Bible, open it up to Acts chapter 17 and read it through. But right now, I just want to tell you the story, one particular story that we find there. Paul was in the city of Athens. He was waiting for a couple of his co-workers to come back from other cities so that they could report to him what was going on. And going through Athens, he saw there were all sorts of altars where people brought sacrifices for all sorts of different gods. And he got kind of irate about this. And he starts talking to everybody he sees, you know, pick him off the street and start up a conversation with him. Paul was one of those sorts of people. He wasn't shy about anything. He'd talk to anybody and he'd say, hey, what do you think about that? Hey, what's going on here? What's that all about? And some people, they'd push him off like some weirdo, and other people, they were really interested to get into a discussion with him. And I don't know, if you're into philosophy, he got to talking with a bunch of Epicureans and Pythagoreans and all these different philosophical directions. And some of them were like, you know, this is something really different, what you're talking about. We've never heard anything like what you are talking about. Why don't you come to the Areopagus with us, and we'll talk about it there. Now, the Areopagus was like a hill in Athens where people liked to get together and talk about all the different philosophical ideas. It says in the text, too, that the Greeks liked to do nothing better than to get together and talk about the latest ideas that were coming up. So when Paul went to the Areopagus and preached to them about Jesus, he preached to them about how Jesus is the Son of God, how Jesus was born as a baby and lived a fairly normal life. But then he started preaching and telling people about the kingdom of God, and that ultimately Jesus was crucified on a cross. He was nailed to a cross, left to hang there until he died. When he was dead, he was buried in a grave, and all of his followers were completely heartbroken. They were despondent. They thought that everything that they had been believing in and working for was lost. But 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, and he promised us that if we believe in him and follow him, we too will rise from the dead. The Athenians were like, what? Resurrection from the dead? What are you talking about? And Paul went on telling them about it. And again, some people were like, dude, you have lost your mind. You are crazy. Other people were very intrigued and interested, and they wanted to hear more. They weren't really sure about this. Then there were a few people who were convinced, and they became Christians. In Acts chapter 17, they even name a couple people specifically who then became Christians. And it's really strange how the times change, and yet the times stay the same. Then as now, there are many, many people who were interested in spirituality. They realize that their soul needs a different kind of fuel from their body, that there's more to life than just our body and the things that we see and that we can grab a hold of. But just like back then in Athens, there are people who slough it off and say, don't come at me with this nonsense. Keep your religion to yourself. I don't want anything to do with that. But then there are the people who, even today, realize that the story of Jesus isn't just true, but that it is life-changing, and that it gives us a completely new hope that we cannot find anywhere else. And it changes our lives. It changes the way we think. It changes our perspective on reality. Maybe you already know Jesus and you're looking for a filling station for your soul. Welcome. We're glad that you're here. And we'd be happy to take you up in what we're doing here at this church, worshiping Jesus and helping other people to find the way to him. And we'd be very happy if you wanted to become involved in Fuel. Maybe you're not sure about this whole God thing. You're not convinced, but you have some more questions. That's fine. We're not here to talk you into anything. We're not here to sell you anything. We're here to tell you about the one who has made all the difference in our lives, the one that we want to serve with our lives. How Jesus gives us security in an absolutely crazy world. And maybe you're one of those who says, I'm not buying this whole God thing. Well, again, we're not here to sell you something. You are also welcome to come. I would just encourage you to keep an open mind, because it really doesn't take much looking around to realize that there's more to life, that there's more to who we are than just the things that we can see. And we'd like to be able to talk with you about it. Again, we're not trying to talk you into anything. We're not trying to sell you anything. But we'd be very happy to be able to talk with you about it. And, you know, if you want to just continue coming to practice your English, if you want to continue coming because you like the food, okay, you're welcome. We're glad to have you here. We're looking forward to future Fuel worship services. We encourage you to tell your friends about Fuel. We have posters and flyers. Yeah, they don't fly very well, but you know, we'll call them flyers anyway. We have those out in the foyer. You're welcome to take some of those with you and invite other people that might be interested in an English language service. We'd be happy to have this place packed to the walls. That'd be great. And we'll have a great time together singing, talking about what's really important in life, getting to know each other. It's a wonderful time of fellowship, too. But, you know, we really do want to offer people fuel for their soul. So we have the energy and the direction we need to be able to live life to the fullest. We've already sang several songs, and in just a minute here, we're going to have another block of songs, because music is something that really speaks to our souls and something that can really, yeah, fill up our soul tank, if you will. But right now, to close my message, I'd just like to pray again. Praying is something that we do to keep in touch with this God who loves us so much. Jesus also modeled prayer for us. He did it a lot himself. And so right now, I'd just like to pray with us.